The Inyan that we're getting together. First of all, thank you, Binyamin Brumer. Thank you. That's what I was told. Okay, just for being Binyamin Brumer then. Okay, that's what I was told. To Nachi, that's what Nachi told me. Nachi, for setting up again, Rosh Chodesh. Just to, whenever there's an excuse, the tzaddikim teach us to be a yid, to be a Jew, to be a Jew. We're always taking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us all times to get together, times to sit together, to be machazik, to strengthen each other on a Rosh Chodesh, specifically on a Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which represents fruit, represents ki adam eitz asader. Actually, I said that wrong. It's not really the fruit, because that's what I want to talk about. It's not about the fruit. Ki adam eitz asader. I'm going to read from one of the tzaddikim, from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. And he says very clearly, he brings from Likutei Maran, Hayoim im bekoiloi tishmo, ki ein loy la adam boi loma yala oise hayoim va oise hasha sha'oimid bo. Al ha'adam lachrod amok bemocho belibo ki hev ar ayin. Ki hev ar ayin. In my day when I was your age, could be Rabbi Erblich remembers this as well, Shir of Weinberger as well, the pshat that they had this song. I don't know if they know it anymore. Who's singing that? Right. Agami. So what are those words? So, what do those words mean? Have our ayin. What does that mean?
The past is gone.
The past is gone. Have our ayin. Have our ayin. Val asid adayin. The future is not here yet. Vahoyve is keharifying, is like the blink of an eye. And so what are the end of the word? Right? I mean daga minayin. So where are you going to worry from? Where does your worry come from? So the tzaddikim tell us that when a person, and he says it very clearly here, that a person, zayis tzarech adam ladas v'lachroid amayk b'libay, a person has to really, really work on this. When you do something, when you do an action, as a chelik hashayach la'adam ma'usa pu'ula is raka asiya. The only thing that I could do is the action. That's the only thing I could do. Ki ein anu ela nivrayim. We're creatures. We're created by Hashem. V'haboyre nota isano ba'olam asiya. We live in a world of action. We live in a world of doing. That's all we could do. V'lachein af tafkidenu hu rak pu'ulas ha'asiya. The only thing that is shayach to us, the only thing that we can do, is the action itself. V'ilu ha'shlita al ha'toitzah v'atzlacha shebechol davar. Whether it works out at the end or it doesn't work out at the end, that's not up to us. Ze shayach rak lahaboire is only Hashem. V'klal loy la nivra. V'lachein, imdoei ka'adam al atzlachas pulasav. Listen to this. If a person is worried about what he does, harihu begeder doeg daigas lo lo. You're worrying about something that doesn't belong to you. Ki al loy la nivra l'sarev binyane haboire. And what does he say? I think he says it somewhere else. He says, worrying doesn't do anything. And we still worry. Could you imagine if worrying did something, how much we would worry? So what does it have to do with Rosh Chodesh, David HaMelech? David HaMelech is the opposite of doyeg. Doyeg is the worrier. And David Melech Yisrael, we sing on Rosh Chodesh of Chiddush, to be new, to renew ourselves. Aveira is Melashon Avar. Aveira means our past. Aveira means our past. Aveira, the Maral says that Aveira connects us to our past. One of the greatest inspirations that a person can have is that he's able to renew himself. The Goyim go after the sun. They go after the sun. And the sun doesn't change. Never changes. The sun is always the same. Doesn't wax and wane. Doesn't have Aliyas and Yiridas. Doesn't have the night and the morning. A Yid, a Jew, goes after the Levana. The Levana sometimes is big and sometimes it's small. Sometimes you're successful, sometimes you're not successful. Like we spoke yesterday. Sometimes you're close and sometimes you're far. And what happens is that a person can, chas v'shalom, a person can get down. He brings the Medrash, the Tzaddik brings down from the Medrash. Hatipish Oimer, the fool says, Hareini loymeid Torah u'meshakcha. I'm learning Torah, and I don't know what I'm learning. I don't remember it. Mani moyel. So why should I learn? Va'pikeach oimer. The wise man says, V'lo schar yegia ani noitel. But lamaisa, I'm learning. Lamaisa, I'm learning. Vahainu, says the tzaddik, hatipish mistakel al hatzlacha. And a pikeach mistakel al kach asher hi mitzvah lahaga is betoira. Rosh Chodesh is a time. What's incredible about life is that life is like a microcosm. Life, our days, our weeks, our months are a microcosm of what life is about. Why? Because a person wakes up in the morning, and what does he say? He says, Moida ani lefanecha. He says, I'm starting a new day. And then what happens? He goes to sleep, and his day is finished. He finished his day. A guy starts off a Sunday. He's all excited. Then comes Friday, Erev Shabbos, and he's finished his week. Then what happens? It starts all over. Rosh Chodesh is the same thing. You start off all over again. It's a new month. There's nothing like starting off a new month. That's it. You start off a new year in school. You start off a new year. You have a birthday. Why do you get excited? Why does a person get excited? It's new. It's fresh. Why? What's the pshat? The pshat is that I have new opportunity. The only reason you're going to get upset about life is because of your past. It's the only reason. If a person had a fresh start, if Hashem showed you somehow that today is new, today is fresh, today is mamish, as we say too many times, the first day, what? Sleep. It's one of the reasons why it's a bracha that we have sleep. So you get up, chadashim labkarim, rabem unasecha. What does that mean? All of this, especially this month, is about one thing. It's about planting. It's about planting. Zriya is Malashan emuna. Emuna. The Gemara in Shabbat says, emuna sitecha, emuna is seder zraim. Why? What does emuna and planting have to do with it? What does that have to do with it? Because when you plant, it's not up to you whether it's going to rain. It's not up to you whether this plant is going to bear fruit or it's not going to bear fruit. So why are we doing it now? Why are we celebrating? Why is Shvat the month where we're celebrating? It's cold. I mean, here it happens to be nice outside, but it's cold. There's no fruits on the tree. You can't see anything. What's the pshat? The pshat is that that's how a yid, we go after the Levana, which is at nighttime. How much avoda have you put into your life till now? How much hurt, pain, suffering, whatever has happened to you? How much? So a person says, and all this, what, is lirik. All of this is for no reason. Why did I have to go through what I went through in elementary school? Why did I have to go through what I went through in high school? Why do I still have to go through whatever I go through? So the only thing that's going to make it difficult for you is when you're not the only thing. One of the major things that makes it difficult for a person is that I wasn't matzliach. I was a failure, especially when somebody has a difficult elementary school. And it's difficult when you're younger and younger and you are not matzliach. It's like ingrained in a person that I am like a failure, or I can't be matzliach. I can't do it. But when a person is machadish himself, and a person on a Rosh Chodesh, and he looks and he says, wait one second. How do I know that fruits are not gonna come out? How do I know that I'm not gonna get Yeshua Hashem Keharef Ayin? In 1 second, a person works and works and works and works, and he's like, when is it gonna rain? When is it gonna rain? You know what they say about this, a seed? Do you know when the seed starts activating? Again, I don't know science so well like this, but I think there's like, what's it called? To germinate? It germinates. The seed, when it's at the point, listen to this, when it's at the point where it's going to rot, when it's like in the worst stage that it's in, that's when somehow the growth starts happening. Mamish, when it starts rotting. When it starts rotting, that's like the, when it's active, what?
Fertilizer.
That one?
You mean like fertilizer, is like from the...
Right, the psoilus, the manure is what's in it. Exactly. The dark ground, the roots go further down and down. So what's difficult is we live with our past. And we don't say, wait, my future... Chadash, or Chadash al Tziyon Toyer. There's something new that might happen to me. And all of my suffering, all of my struggles, all of my difficulties, all of the things that I've done are plants, are seeds in the ground. And suddenly, you can't see that. They say that story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, where he gave that bachur, he gave him a flower, he gave him a plant to put by his windowsill. Why? Because growth, you can't see growth. If you stare at a plant, right? You hang out with your family, your little brothers, the little siblings, which by the way, Stam, I just want to say, Stam, want to be mechazik? We have to be mechazik to strengthen our relationship with our siblings. You have to try to be mechazik. Call your sister. Call your brother. Call a family member. I'm not talking about kibbutz avim. Be that connector to your family. Be that connector to your family. I know sometimes we wait till our siblings, till our family is there for us. Be that connector to your family. Be that connector to your siblings. Be that connector. Be that person who can realize that you never know. You never know. One of the things that I'll just end off with everyone here. You know, when you're one of the benefits of being the benefit of having the relationships that we have, where you have older people and younger people, is that everybody can learn from each other. When you get older, so you're more into your regret of what you could have done and should have done, more regret comes. When you're younger, you're more worried about your future. That's usually the way it works. You're more worried what's going to be. One of the things that I can share with everybody here, one of the things that I gain from everybody here is the freshness. One of the things I gain from everybody here is the fact that I'm so young. I tell people I feel like I'm very young because I hang around young, exciting, fresh, amazing guys who are building an incredible future. One of the problems...
Maybe it doesn't look like a day older than 30.
That's a little bit old already. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. I feel like I'm 25, but okay. He gave me another 5 years on that. Thank you, first of all. Thank you, Itcha. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm a mature 25-year-old. Thank you. But I want to say thank you, Itcha. Thank you. Thank you. But I want to say for real, one of the things that I could share with all of you is that all the work that you are doing will bear fruit. It will bear fruit. Yes, Momo.
Rabbi was saying before about the moon.
Yeah.
Different sizes.
Yes.
It's always the same size. It just appears sometimes.
Ooh, I like that. Beautiful Momo. I love that. So that fits right in, because what's the pshat? Why do we not do what we, meaning if you could look at yourself in 20 years from now, that was one of the things that I was going to say, Mir Tashem, when you marry off your children, I know where that's a long time from now, but how do you know, because this has happened, how do you know it's not going to be with a friend of yours' child, and so you think, like, what is right now, the way I'm acting to my friend, what does it have to do with 20 years from now? Now, again, that's not a reason to be nice to people. But the pshat is that if a person is able to look into the future, if you're able to look in the future and realize that everything that you are doing now, every action that you are doing now, every pu'ula that a person does right now will bear fruit. Eventually will bear fruit. If you're nice to people, if you learn Torah, if you reach out to Hashem, as we've said, Vayhi Mikech Nasayim Yomim Uparay, every situation that has happened to you and you've been through, you'll either get paid back for doing whatever it is. When a person realizes, when each and every one of us realizes that every pu'ula we do, every suffering you've had, and this is very, very key. This I could share with you, very, very, very important. A lot of times when you're at this stage in life, it's very, very difficult to see why Hashem put you through whatever He put you through. And if you stick with it, the tippish, I don't want to call anybody a tippish, but the Medrash says, the fool is always looking at the fact that I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. The Chacham is saying, but Lamaisa, look at all the work that I'm doing. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky put that plant on the Bachar and he gave the plant to tell him, Sebislach, little by slowly. I had someone mention to me, I'm a little bit scared to mention this publicly because it was like a public thing and I was so upset that he said this to me, that someone said, and I don't know if it... how it'll get out, because then it'll get out that I said that I was upset, say this. But I want everyone to hear this. Shalom, I want you to hear this. Listen to this. It's very important. He said, no, don't edit it, because I want people to hear it. He said, what's pshat? I don't even want to say the whole thing that he said, but he said, someone asked the question, what's pshat that the growth nowadays is slower, right? I'm sorry to even put that in anyone's mind. And I was so upset. I'm like, first of all, growth isn't fast. The whole kasha I held was puzzle me karo. Like, we mean growth, that's the whole problem. The whole problem is people go to therapy. People speak in relationships. I had this with someone where they said, my marriage I don't have a good marriage. I said, how long are you married for? 3 months. I said, you've ever been married before that you know whether you have a good marriage? You're married 3 months and you're telling me you don't have a good marriage. You don't know what marriage... How do you know? What does that mean you don't have a good marriage? You're married 3 months. Oh, my therapist. How long have you been in therapy for? It's like guys in yeshiva. I'm in yeshiva. How long? I'm here for a year. I'm here for 2 years. Again, I'm not telling anyone to be... I mean, I am in a certain way. Growth. What's that tree? They have that Chinese... Japanese, chat GBT. What's it called? How long does it take to be?
It takes like 150 years.
There's another tree that was like, right, something like that. The roots go in, it takes 100. How do you know that your children? How do you, not, I'm saying it in a nice way because you guys are younger. I know that your children, what is it?
5 and 10 years.
5 and 10 years, that's what I'm talking about. What's it called? Takes 5 to 10 years. How do you know that your suffering now, that your challenges now are not going to affect, I said it wrong again. I know that your challenges now and everything that you're going through now will affect your children, your grandchildren in a good way, not in a bad way, in a good way. And your struggles that you go through, that we all go through, will be mashpia on your children and your grandchildren and on yourself as well. The Yetzer Hara wants you to be so short-sighted and wants you to say, oh, therapy. Therapy is supposed to be like this. Therapy is supposed to, I'm supposed to heal, as I've said many times. I want to be positive. You've been negative for 20 years, so you need at least another 20 years to learn how to be positive. And then you'll maybe be balanced out. So you have difficulty with relationships. People say, I have difficulty with relationships. You didn't even start your, meaning good, work through it, slowly, little by slowly. And then what happens? What happens? At the end, you'll be matzliach. The hatzlacha will come. The hatzlacha of everything we do will come. There's no ratzon. The tzaddikim tell us there's no ratzon that a person has. There's no inner tshuka to say, oi, tati, rabbeinu shalom, oi, I'm so upset that I live like this. I'm so upset that I did this aveira. I love you, Hashem. I wish I was closer with you, Hashem. You know, one of my favorite guys for this reason is, I'm telling you, one of my favorite guys, I don't think there's a favorite, one of the guys I love so much, I don't call him Joe Rowe, because I don't like Joe Rowe, Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef and Rafa. I love him. Right? Because Emir Tashem, all the work that you've put in, and I don't even know the half of it, because he's a little bit older. He came a little, he's young. We're like the same age a little bit.
25
or
30.
Yeah, exactly. He's young. It's young. I'm young. If I'm young, Kol Shekein young. What is that youth? What is that hischatzus? Freud, who was a Yid, so it might be Lashon Hara. I have to be careful what I'm going to say. There's something called determinism. The whole psychology world is all about determinism. And he's right to a certain degree. He's right. But there's only one thing that he's wrong. I don't want to say wrong. There's one thing that he didn't take into account. And that is that a Yid connects to Rosh Chodesh. You know what that means? First of all, how great is it to have a kiva here, a kiva fry? How great is it? Yay! I can tell this to you in my age. In my real age, I don't even know what that means. But my, yeah, very good. That was good. I like that. Correct, Sean. How long I've been around, I can tell you guys like this. One thing I could tell you, and for sure, Rabbi Shia, Rabbi Erblich for sure could say the same exact thing. If you live your life and you mamish live your life Rosh Chodesh, you live a Rosh Chodesh life. You live a life that it doesn't matter, mamish doesn't matter what I did yesterday. Doesn't matter what the stakes against me are. I'm not saying it's going to be easy to change yourself. It's not easy. But little by slowly, if you continue doing the avodah that you're doing, if you continue learning Chumash, you continue going to therapy, you continue being honest in your relationships. You continue learning Hilchos Lashon Hara and not speaking bad about a Yid. You continue desiring, right? Look at Tzvi Kovel. Tzvi Kovel is mamish. Another example. If you're a person, who literally, slowly, little by slowly, keep true, keep your eye on the prize, keep your eye on the ball. You're so young. You want to be a big tzaddik? You'll become a big tzaddik. You want to be someone who has an amazing relationship with your wife? You'll have an amazing relationship with your wife. Not after 3 months and saying that's it. Yeah, it takes time and energy and effort, and you'll fall in love, and then you'll fall out of love, I promise you. You'll fall in love, and you'll fall out of love, but that's fine. You know why? Because you'll work the relationship. Just like in Torah, you'll fall in love with Torah, and then it's difficult sometimes to learn Torah. And you'll have clarity in your therapy, and you'll be like, yeah, I got it. I understand where I'm from. And then there'll be times like, what am I doing? What am I going? That's the Levana. Sometimes it shines. Sometimes you could barely see it. Sometimes things are great. Sometimes things stink. But when you stick through it, as I've been saying recently, life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You got to live your life. You have to live. It's called Arichas Yamin. You have to live your life. Chevra, we have to live our lives and say, you know what? I'm going to one step at a time. I'm going to work. Imagine if you took a little thing. Imagine if you took your issues, whatever they might be. Take one issue that you have. And I think the most important thing is tell yourself, ask yourself, or ask somebody, how long do I need? That's why I was saying the thing about marriage. Ask somebody who's been married a certain amount of time, when do I start getting nervous that I don't have a good marriage? At what point? My anxiety. Take any issue. Shmiras HaBris. Shmiras HaNayim. Healing and therapy. Ask a therapist. How long does it take? For a person to heal? How long does it take a person to whatever it might be, to finish a Masechta, to this? And once a person looks at life like that, then he says, whoa, I got some time. It's okay. I'm young. I'm fresh. I got a whole life from Yetzir Hashem ahead of me. I have excitement. I gotta enjoy. That's the hischachas. Every day, every week, every Rosh Chodesh. How lucky are we? We sit here on Rosh Chodesh. We sit here together, like another opportunity to sit together, to sing, to be machazik each other. A goy, I'm not saying the negative on a goy. Rabbi Yoina tells me I gotta be negative. Negative on a guy. I'm not saying negative, I'm just saying we're so lucky, right? One of the tzaddikim said, could you describe to a guy how beautiful a yid is? He says, what do you mean describe to a guy? I can't even describe to a yid how beautiful a yid is. Right. Wow, it's true. To understand that we have the koyach ein mazel li Yisrael, that you could heal, besides the psychological healing that you have, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the roife chol basar. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the one who's roife. He's roife kol amcha Yisrael. He heals. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam heals all of us. Rabbeinu Shel Olam can give you simcha. You know, it's one of the things that the Heinte Gedor, everyone's about the simcha, nasata simcha belibi. Yes, it's geschmack to dance around. It's geschmack to be in the inyan of simcha. But at the end of the day, it's nasata simcha belibi. At the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will make you happier when he's ready to make you happy. I'm doing my work to be happy. I'm doing my work to do whatever I have to do. Hashem should help us out. We should all be zoicha. This month is it's like crazy to think that it's literally the hachana for Adar, because Adar is actually the hachana for Nisan. B'Nisan nigalu, u'b'Nisan asidim ligoel. I don't think I've ever said that in Shvat, but I guess we have to grow to be, because Shvat is a hachana for Adar. Adar is the whole Adar is all a geula. It's a geula, a smichas geula le geula. Chazal tell us that. We should all be zoiche to tap into renewal. renewal. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam can change your whole entire life in 1 second. Literally. Yeshua is Hashem Kerif Ayin. You were sad yesterday, you could somehow have a refuah. Somehow Hashem could do it. And you don't know when he's going to do it. But he can do it. Hashem will help all of Am Yisrael to see the hostages. It's bittersweet, I know, for everybody. It's bittersweet when we see the hostages out. Because it's bittersweet, because it's painful to know that they're hostages who are still, to imagine when you see these, I can't even see it. But when you see somebody who's for however many days, it's like unbelievable. Literally, it's unbelievable. You know what? I'm going to play it. Someone sent this to me. You have to hear this. Listen to this. It's crazy.
So you have bed bugs in all your body?
This is Sapir Cohen, one of the hostages who was just released. Listen to what she says.
It's very hard to breathe there. You don't have hair. You can't see the sunlight. But, you know, the fact that I believe in God, it doesn't say that I will get everything that I want, and it doesn't say that I will be happy all the time, but it's promised me just one thing, that behind everything that happened, there is purpose. And I just thought about that every time. If I need to be in the tunnels, I will be in the tunnels, and I will try to do the best that I can.
I'll share that with everyone. That's Mamash, someone who was just in Gehenna. Worse than Gehenna. Worse than Gehenna. And it doesn't mean, I wanna un-gaslight everybody. It doesn't mean that you're, because you're not a hostage, that you don't have your Gehenna. Yes, you've had your Gehenna. Yes. But there's a big purpose. And you might not know when that purpose will be revealed. But you have, there is a purpose. There is a purpose. There is a purpose. Shem should bring everybody out of Mitzrayim this week's parasha. That's what this whole parasha is. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shol b'zoichet, come get out of Mitzrayim, tzam and together, because it's going to happen. Mashiach's on its way, it's going to happen. Yitz Hashem, we should be zoichet to be machadish ourselves, to be machadish, to strengthen, to renew all of us together. To Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meher b'yameinu. Amen.